This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Whistling.
What?
Okay. That's the one where you make the hole, the circle with your mouth. Because I do a loud whistle also, and you were asking me, you know, how long have I been able to do that kind of thing?
Sure.
I won't do it real loud, but it's kind of like this.
Yeah, I love it when you do that whistle.
I can do it unbelievably loud.
Class is in.
Hi, this is Dr. Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
The show you're about to listen to was actually recorded about a month ago. However, we didn't expect large things to happen in rock and roll, and the large thing being Amy Winehouse died.
At the age of 27, no less.
That's right. So what we've done is we've come into the studio and we're recording just a little one-minute blip at the beginning of the show before we get into the actual show that we recorded about a month ago. Amy Winehouse, as was said by Chad, died at the age of 27. Mm-hmm. And what we wanted to do was come on before the show that we recorded earlier and let you know that the 27 Club is a topic that we covered on Rock School, and we'd like to ask you to go and listen to that show. What's the website?
It's kslu.org. There's a Rock School icon on the right-hand side in the shape of a chalkboard. Click on that and go to our Rock School website on the episodes page, go on down, and it's a ways down there. In fact, I think we may have recorded that show in sometime 2007.
It was actually 09.
Was it?
Yeah,
because I remember actually being close to the age of 27
right
when we did it, and it kind of spoofed me.
Right. So Amy Winehouse, dead at the age of 27 and the latest member of the 27 Club. Apparently, the autopsy at the point in time we're recording this was inconclusive, and they're going on to the toxicology report. So if there's no blatant, obvious reason why the person died, blunt force trauma, something like that, toxicology report is coming out, and I think it's going to come out from the Department of Obvious.
Yeah, why she a lot of away. Times in these cases, Doc, especially when one lived a lifestyle like Amy Winehouse, the speculation is almost always there that
sure.
It's probably going to be some type of overdose.
So, Amy Winehouse, dead at the age of 27, and if you'd like to hear about the 27 Club, by all means, visit the website at kslu.org. Click on the chalkboard on the right, and that's what we wanted to come on and let you know. Now, on with the show we recorded a month ago. Rock School, last week of July, dog days of summer coming up, moving into August. Boy, that's the hot one.
That yeah, is hot. I know.
June and July were warm. August, you pets will go outside and they explode.
Yeah, this has been like the previews. Now
yes,
the movie's
has.
Fixing to start.
You know, I'm starting to get a little excited because football season is going to come back very
yeah,
soon.
That's true.
Yeah, because the basketball ended a while back. Hockey
mm-hmm.
ended a while back.
August.
I like NASCAR, you know, NASCAR a little bit, but football is coming back.
Well, August, man, that's life, synonymous with football.
Life starting to seep back into the old bod.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what we're talking about this time. You gave me such heck about flute last week. Still, to this day, he is stopping people in the hallway as we're walking around in the hallway. Hey, does a flute belong in rock and roll?
I thought it was a very thought-provoking question,
yes.
And I loved the fact that we were able to get an hour out of it.
Okay.
I thought it was great.
This is a topic I've actually pitched on the air a few times before. Do you remember we did a show on clapping
mm-hmm.
one time?
Yes, sir.
This show, and it's about whistling. We're going to talk about rock songs that have whistling in it this
oh, good.
Time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I found this when I was looking up. I was actually looking up whistling, and I found the clapping show
uh-huh.
and other sounds that the human body makes. Go ahead and allow your brain to run wild off
sure.
of that. It's amazing how many songs have whistling in it and how much research there is in whistling. Now,
mm-hmm.
can you whistle at all?
A little bit. I can do this.
The kind of the small whistle you do to call a dog.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But like if I had to get somebody's attention, it wouldn't work.
Okay, see, I can whistle a whole bunch of different ways,
mm-hmm.
and I know what it is. It's because of the time I grew up.
Yeah.
Whistling was seen as a boy thing,
uh-huh.
and you had to learn how to do all
sure,
that.
Sure.
And we'll get into all that in the terms and the world records of whistling.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, let me get the piece of paper here.
What you got there?
The International Whistlers Convention.
There's a convention.
That's right, which was April 6th through the 10th in Lewisburg, North Carolina. I'll explain to you how all of that happened. There are professional whistlers, but these guys aren't professional whistlers. They are professional musicians.
Uh-huh.
This is the Jay Giles Band. Listen to the end of the song, Centerfold, from the album Freeze Frame. They finish the whole thing up by all gathering around a single microphone and whistling the melody line. Sounds like this, Jay Giles Band, Rock School. Now, at the end of that song, Jay Giles Band, they are doing what's known as pucker whistling.
What? Okay.
That's the one where you make the hole, the circle with your mouth. The Andy Griffith thing.
Yeah, very good.
That's the one that most people know about. And you have to be off the microphone a little bit so you're not blowing directly into it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were asking me about another kind of, because I do a loud whistle also. And you were asking me, you know, how long have I been able to do that kind of thing?
Sure.
I won't do it real loud, but it's kind of like this.
Yeah, I love it when you do that whistle.
I can do it unbelievably loud. I can't do it as loud as the world record. In case you're wondering, the loudest whistle ever was done by a guy named Roy Lomas in the UK. 122.5 decibels.
Hey, you know about the whistle guy in New Orleans.
No.
The Saints whistle fan, man. He always wears a big whistle head.
Oh, and he's on his head?
He was on MTV one time, and they actually recorded the decibels of his whistle. And
how loud was he?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago, but he gets loud.
122 is actually actually past the threshold of pain.
Really?
120 is the threshold of pain.
Ew.
That's like standing next to a jet.
Yeah, well.
Honest to goodness. Now, you played for me off air
an Aerosmith
song. Mm-hmm. I think it was Back in the Saddle
it
Again,
was,
which was
when,
live.
It was live, yeah.
Now, he does what's known as the come here whistle or come here type whistle.
Uh-huh.
That's the one that goes
uh-huh.
and pulls you over. There's also the wolf whistle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to keep it soft. If I did it loud, it would be much more clean.
Sure.
And there's that one that is done in Apocalypse Now. I'm not sure of the character's name, but it's the one where they land on the island so they can go surfing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the guy that says, "I love the smell of napalm in the morning."
Mm-hmm.
That gasoline smell smells
sure.
like victory. And it's always sort of a, it's not sort of a come here sound, but it's an attention getting. I do it to my kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of whistle is in our next song.
Okay.
Steve Miller's Jungle Love. It's not a pucker. The best I could find was something in jazz whistling called a puckalo.
Puckalo.
Where you're actually making, the way I do it, is taking my tongue and folding it in half. You ever seen anybody take their two fingers and stick them in their mouth?
Yes.
And then whistle through it?
Yes.
I can do that, but not very well.
They do that at like the basketball game when their team makes a three-point shot.
You got it. I don't do that.
Uh-huh.
What I do is I take my tongue and I fold it in half,
uh-huh.
and I make, instead of making a very small space... You got it. Instead of making a small space with my fingers,
mm-hmm.
I do it with my tongue.
Oh.
And the... Whoever does it, I never found out who did it because there's on the back of the album, which I have, Book uh-huh. of Dreams, there's nothing that says Whistler.
Well,
it might very well be Steve Miller. And you'll hear that sort of Apocalypse Now right at the beginning of it. Sounds like this. Jungle Love, Rock School. There goes Steve Miller Band, A Jungle Love, and
mm-hmm.
you can hear the whistle just sort of fall off at the end. That
sure
control
did.
That he's got,
uh-huh.
that's hard. That's difficult.
Well, I
talked about the wolf whistle. That
yeah.
what? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from? It says here the wolf whistle originates with the Navy. That boatswain's pipe, we talked about it last week. That
sure.
wah, when the people come on the
mm-hmm.
ship, or I guess
mm-hmm.
get off the ship. I was never in the Navy, so I just what I know is from
neither
movies.
Me. Sure.
There's a guy with a little silver pipe that plays it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, sailors would yell at women as they went by,
uh-huh.
sort of equaling that boatswain pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And that turned into...
Yeah, that's actually in... What's the song? Some people call me the space cowboy.
When he equals it on his guitar.
He does it on the guitar.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
so. Now, you told me that you learned to whistle when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Is that something that your dad did?
He did.
Or something? Okay.
Well, see, we didn't have cellular phones and, you know, Twitter and things like that when
right.
I was a kid.
Okay.
We were lucky to have phones and electricity and internal plumbing
all right.
you go ahead
you know,
and make
back
those
in my
jokes.
Day.
Yeah, sure. My dad could always whistle loudly.
Sure.
So what he did is he taught me how to whistle loudly
mm-hmm.
as early as he possibly could. I could when I was like 6 years old, I could whistle like a train.
Okay.
And what he would do is he would step out on the back porch and whistle as loudly as he could. And if I heard him, I would turn around and whistle back at him.
Gotcha.
And if he heard me whistle back, he knew I heard him and I was on my way home.
So you're basically confirming the message.
That's right.
We were one
step above smoke signals. So
that's very
that's
good.
That. How do you do it?
Oh, how do I call it?
Yeah.
Hey!
Is that it?
Come on in and eat!
Very Southern.
Yeah.
Golden Years, David Bowie from the 1975 album Station to Station. This actually was offered to Elvis Presley.
God!
He went to Elvis Presley
out of town.
And said, "You need to sing this song." And Elvis said, "Well, thank you. Thank you very much,
but
no.
No, thank you.
No, thank you." Luther Vandross.
No,
yeah, if you can pick it up. Luther Vandross is singing backup on this. Takes all the way to the end of it. But David Bowie does the very final solo in a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to it. Here's Golden Years. Rock School. Okay, I need a short one to get me into our first break, and I have one right here. Chad, do you know what a spaghetti western is?
What?
No, it's from the concept of film history. Spaghetti western, no?
No.
Okay. Television in the United States began to take over showing western television shows,
uh-huh.
if you will. Thus, Hollywood stopped making Western movies. They weren't profitable.
Good.
However, in Rome, mm-hmm. at the Cinecittà Studios, mm-hmm. they began making Italian Westerns with American stars.
Westerns in Rome?
That's right. And the first Western star in Rome was, ready for this?
Who? John Wayne?
No. Oh, no. They couldn't afford John Wayne. They needed somebody who was cheap and somebody who wasn't a star at the time.
Ron
so
Wayne.
They got, well, they
who?
Got
who?
The, who? The star of Rawhide for $15,000. Clint Eastwood.
Wait, what?
Clint Eastwood was the star of what was generally believed to be the first of the spaghetti westerns. Little trilogy he was in, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly for a few dollars more, Fistful of Dollars.
This must have been before
stuff.
He got...
Oh, long before.
About to say.
Long before. It was
Clint
in the 1970s.
Eastwood was cheaper than John Wayne, okay.
He got him for 15 grand.
Ah.
Yeah, a guy named Sergio Leone brought him over there and starred him in these spaghetti western movies.
What'd they
and
pay him in?
I'm sure they paid him American, but the exchange rate killed him. You know. However, what most people know these spaghetti westerns for was ultraviolence, which you couldn't get here in America because of these old rules called the Hays Code rules.
Uh-huh.
However, it was also these great theme musics. The one people know with whistling is probably the theme to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Wow.
And if you can whistle at all, $1,000 says you've done it. Ennio Morricone wrote it, and here it is, on The Whistle Show, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And it's good. Rock School. That's right. No, that's not.
Do you punk?
No, that's Dirty Harry. That's Dirty Harry. That's not him doing the other one. I'm trying to think of what the big line you would know.
Don't know any lines, punk.
No, the big line from one of his spaghetti westerns would be, "See, if you gentlemen were willing to apologize, say you're sorry." That'd probably be one of the big lines for that. He's the man with no name.
That's your Clint Eastwood impression?
It's a terrible Clint Eastwood imitation. I might be able to do some Hamburger Hill for you, but that's really about it. All right, we're talking whistling here on Rock School. Let's talk about the International Whistlers Convention.
Can we go?
Well, no, we've missed it for this year.
But you do such a good job.
I tried to get tickets. I really did. It ran April 6th through the 10th in Lewisburg, North Carolina.
Why Lewisburg?
I haven't the slightest idea. Apparently, that's where they could get ad space. So here are the categories. If you are a decent whistler, and I'm telling you, you think you're a good whistler? I thought I was a good whistler. I thought I was a decent whistler. Get on YouTube
mm-hmm.
and look at the International Whistlers Convention.
Well, they have their own channel?
Guh.
Guh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Gotta guh.
There are three categories, and it's broken down into male, female, young, elderly, middle-aged, and I don't know, other different categories. But basically, classical,
mm-hmm.
meaning whistling classical pieces. And you think, they're going to do long legato pieces. Oh, no.
No.
I mean, people whistling Flight of the Bumblebee, things like that. Popular, obviously, hit songs, that kind of thing.
Right.
And one called Allied Arts. Any idea what that means?
Well, yeah. You
what
don't
is
know
that?
Allied Arts?
No, I don't. You know Allied Arts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
come on.
Yeah, I know.
What it means is you whistle and then accompany yourself somehow.
Huh?
Now, you would think that would be playing the guitar and whistling, or playing the piano and whistling, or doing something else like that. Oh, no. Some people take it to an absolute art. They tap dance and whistle. They, I don't know, chase a fish around a bowl with a stick and whistle. They dance and whistle. That's where it gets really fun. So if you're interested, simply search International Whistlers Convention, and there's going to be another one next year. You can either enter or go and watch, or just get on YouTube, because I'm telling you, you think I'm messing with you? You think you're going to get on YouTube and you're going to go, this is silly. Oh, no. These people whistle better than I play guitar.
Mm.
I mean, they're real instrumentalists, except they use their face. whereas I use my fingers. Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, where we will go next year because that's going to be the new home of the International Whistlers Convention.
That's right. I think Whistler's mother is from there as well. Get us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show and be our friend and like us. You really like us. After the break, find out what the mama saw. Simon says he doesn't know. Back in a minute. Rock School. Now, you just went online and looked at it. You looked at the International Whistlers Convention from this year.
Well, April, I wanted to see if they were as good as you proclaimed.
That woman was whistling the aria from Mozart's Don Giovanni, wasn't she?
Dude, there was like 7 or 8 of them that were just flawlessly doing these pieces.
That's
and they
right.
had people playing guitar, and one guy was dancing around with a couple of fly swatters.
Well, I think that was in the Allied Arts category.
It was, but wow, they're incredible.
Yeah, some of them were. Some of them were kind of feh. But there was a few up there that were just amazing. The woman who was doing the aria was unbelievable. When you hear the aria, I know I named it real quickly, but when you hear the aria, you'll go, oh, I know that.
And the girl that won the world championship a couple of years ago is a little 10-year-old girl from Japan.
Right. And if you look up her name, which you can grab from that, you can see her performance that won her the world championship.
Mm-hmm.
People take this seriously.
Apparently.
And I like the guy's line that's in there who was interviewed for the story.
The jazz whistler.
Yeah, he said, why? Why? I thought you were a musician. What are you, a whistler?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, he did enough, I'm sure, rehearsal to do this to call him a musician. Paul Simon, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. What did the mama saw? Remember it says in there what the mama saw? It was against the law. Rolling Stone asked him in 1972, and Simon said, I don't know. The words just seem to go together real well. So there you go. There is a solo in the middle of it, and it's whistled by Paul Simon. Here's me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Rock School.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout.
Bottom of the hour on Rock School. Let's take a break from whistling, catch our breath just a little bit. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
7 days, 70 seconds, Monday, July 25th through Sunday, July 31st, end of the month of July. Chad has Monday go.
Monday, July 25, 5 years ago in 2006, singer George Michael called into a daytime TV talk show in England to discuss media reports that he was seen cruising, and I'm using the finger quotes right here, cruising for men in a seedy area of London.
They weren't reports. Yeah. Tuesday, July 26, 10 years ago, Paul McCartney announces his engagement to former model Heather Mills.
Hello.
The couple wedded in June 2002 and divorced in May 2008. You know he's ready to get married again?
Again?
Can you imagine the prenup? You know, if we get divorced, you get a Dixie cup.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
Probably longer than his rider.
Yeah.
Keeping up with Beatles news, July 27th, back in 1976, after a 3-year court battle, John Lennon finally got his green card from U.S. immigration authorities.
Thursday, July 28th, 1972, it is impossible to represent how important this song was to the youth of the U.K. Mott the Hoople release All the Young Dudes in the U.K. If you don't know the song, you should grab it. But, I mean, Wikipedia would probably do as well a job as anybody right off the bat. Look up All the Young Dudes by Mott the Hoople and read about how important that song was to the youth of the U.K. when it came out.
July 29th in 1966, Bob Dylan was injured in a motorcycle crash near his home in Woodstock, New York. Now, after the crash, he goes into seclusion and doesn't tour for another 8 years.
With the jester on the sidelines in a cast from American Pie.
From American
Pie. That's what
Pie.
He's talking about.
Yeah, man.
Saturday, June 30th, 1986, Boy George of the Culture Club is fined £250 for heroin possession and told not to do it again. He does.
Don't you do that again.
He does. Sunday, July 31st, 40 years ago, at a Who concert in Forest Hills, New York, a security guard is stabbed to death by an ex-con who is denied entry into the show. Back to the whistling. You normally whistle for a dog, right?
Yes.
You see a dog? Come here, puppy dog. Rufus Thomas did a song called Walking the Dog, and the Rolling Stones covered it on their album, The Rolling Stones. And it sounds like this. Here's the Stones, Walking a Dog. Rock School.
Baby bag, dressed in black, silver buttons on.
all down her back. Hi-ho, tips her toes. She broke the needle and she can't slow.
It's Walking the Dog, Rolling Stones. You know in Scotland, you say to small children to keep them quiet that whistling makes Mary, the mother of Jesus, cry?
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, it's one of the things, you know, be quiet or you'll make Mary cry.
Wow.
Wow, that, you know, but you wonder why people walk around scarred. It's because of that kind of stuff.
Man, I'm listening to all these people that know how to whistle so well, and I get kind of depressed because I can do just this little basic, you know, calling a puppy.
You can learn. You can learn. It just takes practice. Just go away for 2 years and learn and then come back, like learning the violin.
Why do I have to go away?
Well, because it's one of those things that until you can do it, it sounds terrible, like learning the violin. You know, just go away for 2 years, learn it, and then come back. It's like a drum. When you learn the drum, the drum will always sound like a drum when you're hitting it.
Right.
It's just the concept of learning your rhythm and your accuracy. The guitar the same way.
Just
rhythm, accuracy, tempo. But the violin and whistling will always sound horrible until you really get it. And once you got it, oh, gee, isn't that a beautiful instrument?
Yeah.
But until that point in time, it sounds like you've got the cat and you're pulling on the tail on the thing. The one thing I couldn't find, and I wish I could have found it, so I know this is bad radio going on the air with a piece of information you don't know. Why is it in the United States that whistling is a sign of approval?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they finish the song and you, yay!
Right.
But when you go to Europe, Eastern, Western Europe, and I don't know about Asia, I don't know about Africa, it may be this way as well, but I know in Europe, when you whistle, it's an equivalent to booing.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is. Why is it opposite? And I don't have the answer. I wish I did. So if you know, email us. I'd love to know.
It could be a matter of, you know, they were doing it to boo people. And when we got over here, we decided that we were just going to do the opposite.
This is where we decided to make our line of demarcation.
You don't know the answer. I'm making an effort.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. So I'm going to make fun of you on something I don't know.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe that's it. We shall draw a line in the sand at whistling right here.
Why not?
You know, I just don't understand why it's that way.
I have no idea.
Is it that way in Africa? Is it that way in Asia? Is it that way in Australia?
I don't know.
Cause
you know, it's the same thing with different hand gestures. You know, you can't go in some places and flash a peace sign because it doesn't mean peace.
Well, it depends on the way you have your hand. Do you have your palm towards the people or do you have the back of your
hand
towards
the people? That's what I'm saying. You know, who decided that?
Yeah, thumbs up in America is thumbs up,
mm-hmm.
you know, the way you think of it. You do it in Australia, it means something much different.
The other thing that we do.
Who knows? Supertramp, Goodbye Stranger. John Helliwell actually does the whistling from Breakfast in America back in 1979. Listen for the whistle. Rock School.
It was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Please me. Call on me.
please me. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
How come we're not playing Patience?
I brought it. We'll come out of the break with
Can
it.
Can we play it?
Yeah, sure.
Because when you say, give me a rock song with a whistle in it, that's the first song I think of.
You know what I think of is Billy Joel's The Stranger.
Uh-huh.
I brought that too, but I don't know if we'll get around to it. But yeah, we'll play Patience coming out of the break.
Cool, man.
Let us take a break, and let me tell you some whistling world records. You ready for this?
World records.
Longest hand coup.
What?
You know what a hand coup is? Okay, I'll try to do
it. If I did, I wouldn't be saying what?
You put your hands together kind of like a monkey clap.
Right.
And then you make a hole with your two thumbs.
Let me try this.
Oh, this is good radio.
It doesn't work.
Longest hand coup is by A.J. Jacobs, 19.81 seconds.
What?
19.81 seconds. I tried to see how long I could do it. I died somewhere around 12.
See if you can do it.
I can't.
Right. You can't?
Longest whistle. Josh Verner whistled for 37 seconds straight. Another guy claims he did 48 seconds but shows no proof.
Hmm.
Most people whistling simultaneously. In Nazareth, Pennsylvania, in order to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, everybody gave $5 and they put 750 people together. In case you're wondering, they whistled America the Beautiful.
Hey.
Hooray.
Perfect.
And the longest time just continuously whistling, not a single note.
Right.
Just continuously whistling. Woman named Jen Davis, who apparently has nothing else to do, whistled for 25 hours, 30 minutes, and 5 seconds straight. Now, what's terrible about this is somebody had to stay with her the whole time to make sure that she did it.
That's right.
But she whistled 25 hours, 30 minutes, and 5 seconds straight.
Good for her.
Hello, KLSU. Anybody over there whistling?
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Thanks so much for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
Coming back with Guns N' Roses. I believe it's Axl.
It is Axl.
That whistles.
Yep.
Yeah, coming back with them. Rock School.
Now, if you'll recall from last week's show, I think I made a reference to Guns N' Roses.
You did.
They have a flute inside of November Rain.
Yeah, they do.
But if you go to the concert and they don't play the flute, you probably won't get a lot of people saying, "Where was the flute?"
Right.
This song,
you gotta have the whistle.
If he doesn't whistle, you're going to get some mean stares.
Somebody's going to get upset. Mm-hmm. Same thing, there's a song by the Scorpions called Winds of Change.
Uh-huh.
Of all their songs, Winds of Change actually is their biggest seller. Mm-hmm. And Klaus Meine, the lead singer, actually whistles the same thing. And I guarantee you, when they start to do that, you got to know, just as there's goofy people that sing along out in the audience,
sure,
you got to know there's people that will start whistling along with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So out to the front of the microphone, there he is, Axl Rose. And by the way, he didn't write it. Izzy Stradlin wrote this one.
So good tune.
Go. Yeah, Patience, Guns N' Roses, Rock School. Last break here on Rock School, and we should just blow out all of the stuff
here.
Yeah, see, you like that?
Look at that.
Bing Crosby in White Christmas, he was an accomplished whistler, and he did something called trilling. If you listen to White Christmas and listen to the whistling solo that's in it, he trills. And gets multiple notes out of that by blowing air through his cheek as he does it.
Is that a whistle in that Don't Worry, Be Happy song?
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby McFerrin. In fact, that song had no instruments in it. It was all done by vocal pieces, snapping of the fingers, and all of that. It was,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was all acoustic.
I like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, Les Paul was an accomplished whistler as well and was able to do something known as a duotone.
A what?
He was able to get both... How do you put this? Wind coming through his lips, mm-hmm, and wind coming around through his cheek, and he could actually produce two tones at the same time. It's called a duotone.
Huh.
Yep. If you're looking for more music, here's the stuff I brought with me I didn't play. Ecstasy's General and Majors, Bangles Walk Like an Egyptian. Liz Phair's, mm-hmm, got some whistling on her album Whip Smart. John Lennon's Jealous Guy has a whistling solo in it. Small Faces, Lazy Sunday, and the Beatles' Two of Us both have whistling solos in them. And you said you wanted Patience by Guns N' Roses?
Yes.
I said the song that always sticks in my brain was Billy Joel's The Stranger.
Let's do it.
So I'm going to finish on that one. It was supposed to be a clarinet that played it. He's got a multi-instrumentalist in there that plays saxophone, flute, clarinet, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it was changed to a whistle at the request of producer Phil Ramone.
Well, maybe the clarinetist got sick.
Oh, no.
And he couldn't come.
He's always there. Oh, they'd have brought in a clarinetist.
They'd have brought in a
clarinet. But from 1977, this is the one when I think of whistling, this is the one my brain always goes to. So that wraps up the whistling show. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.